Pasuk in the parsha says, "Shal avicha v'yagedcha zekenecha v'yom rulach." The person will ask, you'll ask your father, and he's going to tell you, and you're going to ask the zekenecha, you're going to ask the elders, and they're going to tell you as well. So Shmos Rab explains that li'olam zekenim ma'amidim es Yisrael, that the zekenim, the elders, that the ones who are always upkeeping the nation together. And through asking and consulting with the Zakenim, so Am Yisrael is going to stay b'derech Hashem. Because me call me shenota etzem in a Zakenim, anyone who takes advice from the Zakenim may no nichsha, won't stumble, won't make any mistake. So there's an Indian of the Zakenim of the elders, respecting one who's older than you, one who has more experience in life, more knowledge in the Torah and the world. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Nun Gimel says that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Liban Shel Rishonim rather. The hearts of the Rishonim, the hearts of the earlier generations of Kipischo Shel Ulam, are like the entranceway to the Ulam, the grand hallway. It's referring to the Ulam in the base of Migdash, the entrance to the area where you find the Mizbeach HaKetoros, the small Mizbeach and the Menorah and the Shulchan. And the Liban Shel Achronim, the hearts of the Achronim of the later generations, are compared to the Pischa Shel Heichal, the entrance into the Heichal, into the outer part of the Beis HaMikdash where you'd encounter the big Mizbeach with the ramp. So what's the difference between the Pesach of the Ulam and the Pesach of the Heichal? Says Rashi that the Pesach of the Ulam was a greater entrance. It was 20 amos wide. So the Liban Shel Rishonim were wider, were open, the heart was open more. And the lave of the Achronim was compared to the Heichal, the Pischa Shel Heichal, which is only 10 amos wide, a little bit more closed. So asks the Satmar Rav. If the Gemara is trying to give the idea, the impression, that the Achronim's hearts are closed more than the Rishonim, so why not just say the hearts of the Achronim are 10 amos wide and the hearts of the Rishonim are 20 amos wide? Why is it giving us the model of the Heichal and the Ulam? And number two, why does it describe the Pesach, the entranceway? Why doesn't it say Rochav, the width of each one? Why is it Pesach? Why are you calling it entranceway? We don't care about the fact that it's an entrance or not. We care the fact that one's 20 amos wide and one's 10 amos wide. So Satmar Rav explains that there's a tremendous lesson for all of us to understand the difference between us and our parents and our grandparents and great-great-grandparents. And the earlier generations, perhaps you don't have to even go so far back in the times of Europe before the Holocaust. A Rishon is a person who is always a Rishon. Tiela Rosh Velo Lazanov, someone who's at the head, someone who's a leader. And the Rishonim in everything that they do, they're always beget the Rishonim. They're always at the head, they're always leaders. What that means is that not only when they're learning, and not only when they're the base magician davening, but they're Rishonim even when they eat. That they are aware who they are, they eat with proper halacha, proper conduct, proper attitude, proper outlook. They're Rishonim when they sleep. They're Rishonim when they speak. They're Rishonim, he goes so far to say that they're Rishonim even when they make mistakes. The Gemara says that even from Sichas Chulin of Tamid Techachamim, there's what to learn. Rishonim are Rishonim no matter what they do. They're always Rishonim. There's no breaks for them. It's like being a rabbi of a shul where you're always on call. You're always available. You can never take breaks. You always have to be who you are and have your image and help out. But then there's the Achronim. The later generations who sometimes are on and sometimes are off. Sometimes they show up at their A game and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they show up to shul davening well and sometimes they don't. Oftentimes when they're in the shul and the base medrash they're on, and often when they're outside the shul base medrash, they lose that momentum, they lose that energy. So he explains, that's the idea, that's the comparison to the ulam and the heichal. The ulam, the area of the base of Migdash where it led to the Mizbeach, HaKetores, and the menorah and the shulchan, there was no door. It was always open. You could always access it. And so that's the nature of the Rishonim, that no matter where they never closed, they were never off their game, they were always on. No matter what and when they were doing something, whether it be learning, davening, eating, sleeping, speaking, playing sports, they were always Rishonim. Kipischa Sha'ulam. But the Achronim were like the Pischa Sha'heichal, and the Heichal had doors to it. The doors were open during the day, but they're closed at nighttime. The Achronim are sometimes on the game, sometimes they're off the game. And that's the big difference. And it's a lesson in appreciating earlier generations, but it's a lesson to each one of us that we can attain the idea of Mereishis Ad Achros Hashana, to maintain that Reishis, to maintain that inyan of being of the Rishonim, and to be consistent from now until then. They're going to say, Shmei Tshuva, we take Chumras upon ourselves. We're machmir not to have Pas Akum, Pas Palter, we only Pas Yisrael. We take upon ourselves certain Kabbalos and resolutions, small Kabbalos, not to miss a minyan, to stay in davening until the end, to attend the Shir, to have a Chavrusa, and to be able to maintain that level of consistency, that dedication from the beginning until the end. From the Reishis at Achros Hashana, from the beginning until continue to be Reishis even at the end. To be Rosh V'lo L'Zanav, to be the head and not the end. I saw in a Sefer, Otzer Chaim, that quoted from another Sefer called Torah L'Ma'adim. That's what the Pasuk means in Hosea, Shuvo Yisrael Ad Hashem Malkecha, that we should return to Hashem, do tshuva, not only when they're based medrash, when we're in the base Knesset, where it's easy to do tshuva and easy to stay attached, dveikim b'Hashem, but even as the pasuk continues, kichui machem dvarim v'shuva el Hashem, take the words with you. Take them with you back home. Take them with you into the street. Wherever you find yourself, take that idea, that inspiration, that motivation, take with you wherever you go. In the house, out of the house, in the shul, outside the shul, when you go to work, when you're at home, when you talk a certain way, which you would never speak in front of a Rebbe. Tichu et ha-dvarim imachem, kichu imachem dvarim v'shuva l'Hashem. Take them with you. As it says in the Pasuk, Hazinu Hashemayim, that the Shemayim should listen. They should listen, v'adaber and speak, v'sishma ha'aretz imefi. And the earth should hear the words of my mouth. The aretz tishma imefi, it's not enough for when you're in Shemayim, when you're in a place like the Beis Knesses, the Beis Medrash, where it's easy to speak in the proper way. But even when you're in the ha'aretz, even when you're in the land, when you're in the ground, when you're doing gashmis, when you're eating and drinking and sleeping and going to work, even then, the Sishma Arts in Mefi, to speak that right way even when you're in Haaretz. Rav Shmelki, Mi Nicholsburg, explained the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lechu Vanim, go sons, go leave sons, Shemuli, and listen to me. Yas Hashem al Medchem, I'm going to teach you Yas Hashem. The Pasuk should say, Bo Vanim, Bo Vanim, children, come forward, I've got a secret to tell you. What does it mean, Lechu Vanim? Chavanim is that same idea. To take the words. To take these words and go with them. After I tell you the lesson, the secrets of Yirah Shemayim, L'chuvanim, go out with them. Go out to the streets, go out to your home and take them with you. Don't just be the tzaddik when you're in the base medrash and when the base knesses, when you're davening and when you're learning. But take it with you. Be consistent. Be like the Rishonim, like the Pischa Shel Ulam, where it's always open, it's never closed. Be honest with yourself, who you are, what do you really want? May Reishis Hashana, and Achris Hashana. Take upon yourself a Kabbalah, a small Kabbalah that you could do, and do for 10 days straight, and take it with you for the rest of the year. No great Hasagos that you're not going to be able to finish. Take upon yourself going to Daf Yomi Shir, or getting a Chavrus a few times a week. We're going to Minyan on time. We're going to Minyan at all. Small, easy Kabbalahs that can really change your life around. Rabbeinu Yosef Nechemiah Mekarnitzer says he once saw Ksav Yad of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer made a ha'ara on the parsha where it says, Ya'arof kamater lekhi, let it drip the rain. Tizal kidal imresi kisim ali desha, like the storm on the ali desha. On the leaves of the grass, ukirivim ali esev, like the drips of water on the ali esev, on the blades of grass. So Chasam Sofer asked, why is it possibly describing falling, having the storm, the wind, and the raindrops drip on ali desha and ali esev, on blades of grass? Why not ali dug on ali geffen? Why not on wheat and the five grains and grapes and trees? Why is it possibly describing Dafka blades of grass? And so Rabbeinu Yosef Nechemiah Mekarnitzer explains to suggest that maybe the idea is as follows. The Gemara tells us that Dvar Hayotzim min Alev Nichnasim Lalev. Things that come from the heart, things that are spoken from the heart, enter into the heart of others. But it's only true if the listener, the shamea, the recipient, is willing to be makabel the dvarim. He's a kli makabel. So then the darshan's words are going to go into the lave of all those listening. And it's similar to tevua and ilanos tovos, that to produce grain and to produce trees requires a lot of effort. You need to plant the seeds, and you need to plow, and you need to water, you need to prune, you need to tend towards the trees for the tree to produce anything. And for the listener to be able to be inspired, he has to be willing to open his ears and listen to someone speaking to him. But when it comes to blades of grass, when it comes to the desha and asif, it doesn't require any preparation. It doesn't need anything. When the rain comes, when the snow comes, when the dew comes, when the wind comes, they begin to sprout and grow on their own. And they be matzliach. So says Rav Yosef Nechemiah Mekarnitzer, the Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, that we should be matzliach in all our ways. We should not, tefillah shouldn't come back empty. We should have the ability to listen even when we don't have the proper intent. Even when we aren't having the proper kavana and proper preparation, but we should listen and be mekabel the dvarim from the Bali Musar, from those teaching us, to have that open heart, to no matter where we are, no matter who's speaking to us, to have the level of consistency, just having a lave that's open. The lave shel ulam, a pischa shel ulam, like the lave of Rishonim. And so the bracha for all of us is that Hazinu Hashemayim V'Adabera, that we should listen, our words should be spoken in the proper way when we're in Shemayim, which means the Mekomos HaKadoshos, such as the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesses, V'Sishma Aretz Imrefi, and that should be consistent even in the Aretz, even when in the world of Gashmis, when we eat and when we drink and we go to work, we should have the same level of consistency. Yarov Kamater Lekhi, V'Tizal Kadal, Tizal Katal Imrasi, Kisim Ali Desha, and like the blades of grass grow without any effort. And like the drips of rain are going to impact and help the blades of grass grow without any effort, so too we should be zochah to a year of having a lave that's wide open, that stays consistent, that's inspired with growth. And should be zochah to a year full of tremendous growth and inspiration, both in ruchnius and gashmius. Have a wonderful Shabbos.